We're in a state of emergency, and I wanted people to treat it as though we're in a state of emergency.
Imani Bazell.
We're in a battle here. We're in a very serious battle. If people can recognize this for what it really is, I think we can do something.
On Monday, February 19th, 2001, the results from the school climate survey of the Champaign Unit 4 School District were presented by Dr. Mark Aber and the University of Illinois School Climate Research Team. The audience included the school administration, school board, and over 100 community members. The survey was administered last year to school staff, parents, and children as part of an agreement between the Champaign School District and the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights. The goal of the survey was to examine suspected disparities in the racial climate of Champaign schools.
According to Dr. Aber, the sharpest difference in attitudes between African Americans and whites dealt with perceptions of fairness.
Less than 1 in 5 African American staff in our schools actively agree that the schools are fair. On the other hand, over 3/4 of white staff see the schools as fair. Comments from parents and staff suggested that differences in perceptions of fairness might be rooted in different views of what it means to be fair. Many white parents and staff explained that they adopt a colorblind philosophy. That is, they try to ignore race and treat all students the same, and they encourage their children to do the same. They believe that the best way to treat students equally is to ignore race or behave as if race doesn't matter. From the perspective of most people of color, however, our comments suggest that the colorblind philosophy is problematic. They find it dismissive of who they are as people and their identities, and inherently demeaning and unfair.
Cultural understanding was another area where there were differences between African American and white respondents.
So what we have here is a pattern of findings that shows white teachers and staff largely believing that they show cultural understanding in their approaches to teaching, while the vast majority of their African American colleagues do not see that, nor do the majority of parents or students of all races. This disconnect suggests that despite their good intentions, efforts to demonstrate cultural understanding are falling far short of their intended mark. This should be a serious concern to the board, as this shortcoming is limiting the learning of students of color in our district.
Finally, Dr. Aber summarized why student perceptions are so important by reviewing the research on stereotype threat.
Taken together, these findings suggest that in order for people's perceptions to change, their experiences must change. And they suggest that existing racial disparities negatively impact student performance and perceptions. Research by Claude Steele has demonstrated a very interesting and universal phenomenon that he labels stereotype threat. For example, he's shown that if you remind white men of the stereotype that white men can't jump, and then you take them to a gym and ask them to jump up and touch as high as they can on the wall, their actual ability to jump off the ground will suffer. He has shown that he can produce the same negative effect on white men's ability to jump that occurred when they were reminded of the stereotype. Simply by having a highly conditioned African-American athlete be the person that's recording the white man's jumping performance. In this case, there's no direct mention of stereotype. A similar dynamic likely occurs daily in Champaign schools. When an African-American student in Champaign schools observes a gross overrepresentation of African-American students in detention and special education, and a gross underrepresentation in the gifted and talented program, she is very likely to say to herself, "This is a school where people like me do not do well." So students' climate perceptions are grounded in their experiences at school.
All community members who chose to comment during the meeting and who we spoke with afterwards supported Dr. Aber and his recommendations. They felt the survey was an important first step to making changes in Champaign schools that will benefit all children.
I'm glad to see it finally now is in hard copy form so people don't think it's just one or two people's opinion.
Vanessa Gibson.
I think there were some comments that said just a couple people are making an issue out of it, and I think that the survey basically said there are thousands of people have the common opinion that the perception is a few people are really making issues about.
In our building,
Robert Biddle,
you have a second grade class that is essentially predominantly white and another that's predominantly black. Is mind-boggling. How does that happen?
We can't keep waiting.
Nicole Buchanan.
And we can't keep spending time educating the people that are supposed to be educating our children. I don't want my son to lose another year waiting on the administration to, you know, learn about people of color. I worry as we kind of intellectualize this topic and talk about running focus groups and dialogues that we're once again alienating the very people we're talking about including. And I want to see something happen immediately with our children having a different experience in the school system.
Community members expressed a desire that the Champaign School Board and administration take action soon.
The thing is, you got the survey, now what do you do with it?
Patty Polk, director of the Champaign School's Family Information Center.
He's already told you what the issues are, and I go along with what you need to do. If you know what the issues are, then do something about it, because we're losing our kids. What happens is if we don't do something now, this is our future, and we won't have a future.
Dr. Aber and the University of Illinois School Climate Research Team issued recommendations to the Champaign School Board and administration. Recommendations included hiring more African-American regular classroom teachers, emphasizing cultural competence as an important criterion for the hiring of all teachers, rewarding excellence in culturally relevant teaching, reducing and eventually eliminating all ability-based tracking, and reducing the overall number of disciplinary and special education referrals.
We can no longer afford to stick our head in the sand and pretend that this doesn't exist.
Gladys Hunt.
We've got children to educate, and it's going to take all of us.
To see the report or to comment, contact the Champaign School Administration at 351-3800. That's area code 217-351-3800. Or go to the website www.psych.uiuc.edu/climate. That's www.psych.uiuc.edu/climate.
I would suggest that they get involved with a current school board candidate that they support and that they like, and make sure that those three seats on the board are filled by people who are favorable, and also get involved in the schools.
Champaign School Board candidate Mike Woods.
Don't be afraid to go into the schools. Get involved in the schools. Raise questions about race relationships wherever you're at.
This story was produced for the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center by Gina Langhout and Mark Enslin, with Nancy Dietrich-Labicki, Paul Riesmandel, and Paul Kotheimer contributing.